This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, before we start, how about some Bob?
Always.
Hope?
No. Barker?
Right.
Price is $16.83. Timothy, you are the winner.
You got to let it go all the way to the end.
Let it go.
Price is $16.83. Timothy, you are the winner. Timothy, you are the winner.
All right, now winner.
And it is here that Timothy will play. Timothy, I welcome you to the stage.
How's it going, Bob? I'm pumped.
You're pumped?
I am pumped to be here.
You're proud to be here.
Yes.
You're pumped.
And excited.
You're pumped to be. Pumped means that you're ready and you're happy, right?
Yes, I am.
You just think you're pumped. I'm going to pump you good. Open that safe.
Homo.
I wondered.
It was worth the wait, wasn't it?
That
K-K-K-K.
Is. As you always say, take it to the very end.
Yeah.
What glorious goo.
Wow.
Good.
Bob's going to pump you good.
That looks really rock.
WOR. Real life. Real people. Real talk radio.
What a load of crap that is. Real people. Real radio. The Belcher.
Jerome, White Plains, New York. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good afternoon, gentle person.
Hey, Jerome.
I was telling your call screener this is about the third time I've heard your show, and I think I'm addicted.
I think we're trying to make you addicted, Jerome.
And forgive me for asking the question, but which one is Helican and which one is White?
I'm Ellis Hennigan.
And I'm Lynn White.
And say hello to Lynn
White. Lynn White.
Ah, hello, Lynn.
Hey.
Oh, I know who you are, Lynn.
Oh.
Great. Yes, I've seen you on the television.
Oh, she's famous, Jerome.
Hardly. Infamous.
She's famous.
What's your point today, Jerome? Our new
Lynn
listener.
White.
Yeah, which one of you resembles Michael Maris Paint more closely, the Elekin or the Hannigan?
You lost me there, Jerome.
Is that why you wanted to call, Jerome?
I wanted to call because I've been holding an and I was thinking I'd share that.
Very, very funny,
That's
Jerome.
So sweet.
Let's go to Diane, Edison, New Jersey. Hi, Diane.
I always get to follow those calls.
Right?
How are you?
Diane, clean up that mess,
it's
will you?
It's in your karma, my friend. What are you doing wrong?
My friend. A woman saying, my friend.
My friend.
Johnny in Manhattan, hello.
Good evening, gentleperson. I'm hoping to be a voice of calm this evening.
It's about time.
I see a lot of people call screaming and yelling. And,
yes.
And people can be argumentative.
Yes, they can.
They're trying to make a point and,
yes, sir.
And stand by it. I have to say I watch you very often.
Thank you. You've got 30 seconds. Go
on
ahead.
The television.
Yes.
And I've been a fan of yours since way back when you were on NBC, when you had Elvis impersonators on. But my point is, it was great.
Uh-huh.
Well, the reason I'm calling is because of all the tragedies that have taken place over this weekend, the largest of which, I'd have to say, and the most horrible, is that Don Geronimo's washing machine broke down and he can't wash the nicotine stains out of his leader.
Well, I hope he gets it fixed. Thank you very much. Thanks for being my fan. I'm very proud. That's what I engender. It's 877-4-ALLEN, 877-36. What am I, a magnet tonight for these people?
Hey, what am I?
That's our new number, 4-ALLEN.
What am I?
Bye.
Here's another one.
Like what Elvis would sound like if he sang We're Through With Being Cool by Devo, for instance.
Yeah, how about Elvis doing What's Going On?
What's going on?
No?
I think you should
do Elvis. No, that's all right. I think I can do Elvis, verify.
And my last question is when Elvis... supposedly, when he started losing it, when he was gaining weight, and there was the picture on the front page of the Post of him splitting his pants in Vegas, and then there was him losing his bowels at one point on the stage, you know, involuntarily. Do any of you do that, like lose your bowels on stage while you're performing?
What kind of a, you're a jerk. What kind of a question is that?
I've
never asked a question. Guess what? They've lost their bowels or not on the air before.
I think it would really add to the authenticity.
Enjoy your meal, ladies and gentlemen. Those are your dining.
This is a labor of love to these gentlemen, sir.
All right, hold on. He's got one more call.
Okay. Six, we have Elvis impersonators in the studio. WNBC, hello.
Hi, I have to vote for the first one. And I'd also like to know why the one you just asked, the second one. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with their names. I haven't been listening that long.
All right, Bob Wetter, Ron Allen, and Lee Elvis.
I guess it's Ron, the one with the production.
Yeah.
Why won't you sing a cappella? I don't understand why you can't.
It's like people stop me in the street and they say, gee, you look just like Elvis Presley.
Is it Elvis impersonator?
Uh-huh. I'm not sure. I'm confused.
You have to remember something. I'm doing this, although I'm doing it for fun, I am doing it professionally. To the best of my ability.
Right, douchebag.
And, you do not ask a professional. You don't walk up to a dentist and say, will you look at my teeth?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
But those aren't professional.
Well, he wants a proper environment in which to do his performance, and you have to respect that in any performance artist. Yes, you can't do justice jumping around on a street corner doing Elvis unless Elvis jumped around on a street corner.
What were the vocals with those recordings?
What do you do for a living?
Excuse me?
What do you do for a living?
I'm a garbage collector.
Could you collect some right now for us?
Can you lick the bottom of my sack?
I could, but I'd rather not because I think I'd get nauseous. Okay. But thank you very much.
Love it.
That was our general manager.
All right.
Boy, a little hostility there, huh? Little hostile. Yeah, those over there. That was
well, they thought it was wacky.
They enjoyed it. They enjoyed it. It's an interesting
bye.
One.
Bye.
The Don and Mike interesting.
Hello. I sure do like it when he belches, though.
Well, he kind of punctuates everything he does with a belch. That's how we know it's him.
You're making me sick.
You know.
You know.
You know. You know what we like.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Right.
I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern.
You are a ridiculous waste of space.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Having said that, yeah. You are with a capital C.
Somebody give me a C.
And, of course, he turns out to be a gay porn star.
Oh, hi, Paris.
Everybody can suck it.
What glorious goo.
Oh, you know I detest the radio.
Yes, I know.
Turn that off immediately.
Turn it off.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, 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 big. Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, bang.
What do you do with an elderly woman?
Now here is Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. How are you, anyway? Right, Don and Mike show. And it's Wednesday, and that means it's one day after yesterday. And the phone number is the same as it was yesterday.
And, of course, let's not forget the day before tomorrow.
877-365-3636. I'm a big fan of the Belcher. He's become an integral part of the opening of the show.
Yes.
Would it be too much to request that he simply throw in one of his signature belches?
Well, it used to be we liked to hear our names mentioned, at least someone on the show mentioned. Then it became we wanted the belch. And I think either one of those would suffice, wouldn't it?
Is it whoopee really?
And a whoopee.
A whoopee is
so either a name from somebody on the show, a belch, or a whoopee.
Something.
But the belch usually goes along with the whoopee.
Yeah. It would be real nice one of these days if that guy would just call the show.
John knows it.
Well, that's how we get the stuff.
John really knows it. You know. Like knows his personality.
In that way. John knows him like a Mo?
No. Knows him like to talk to him or at least to correspond with him.
Really?
I think. I'm not sure whether they've had verbal discussions or email discussions, but you know, John makes an occasional reference to the guy.
Really? John?
Hello.
What's your relationship like with the Belcher?
Oh, it's pretty good, actually.
You talk to him, right?
I'm chatting with him right now online.
Oh, really?
Why don't you get the dude to call the show one of these days?
I will see if he'll do it today.
What about your relationship with him that Mike was talking about?
Well, I don't like to talk about that publicly.
What have you heard him say about the guy?
Not a lot, but that the guy's an interesting character, yeah. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
What? Care to elaborate on that?
Please,
because
please
I'm sure his S not going to.
I don't, you know, other than to talk to him online, I really don't know.
God, everybody's pussying out on this. What is the big secret about this guy? What is it that I don't
you know? I could easily not pussy out on this, but I don't choose to right now. So, John, go ahead. What have you said about him?
He's a little crazy, but that's what we love about him.
He's a little crazy.
That's it? No. No.
No, of course not.
He's softening it. John, take it by the cojones. Risking destroying a relationship, and tell me what you think about the guy.
I like him. He makes me laugh, but I think he's a little unbalanced, and I think that's what I like about him.
Lack of balance maybe involve any kind of medication?
Entirely possible.
We don't know. We'll have to ask him. I'd like to hear him call the show. I'm not going to get anything out of him.
I'd like to know what it is that he won't say that you're trying to get him to say.
It's just very, very brief that John said he thought the guy was nuts. Literally a head case.
Violently insane.
Like in totally, totally nuts. Totally like in need of... Now, either in need of John or was he on something?
I don't know if he's ever been on any medication. Although
so you suggested that then
like
when you were...
He has been on it at some point.
What's that?
He does make it sound like he has taken medication for things in the past.
Right. he sounds like that. You've spoken to him as well as emailed him,
yes,
right?
Yes, I've spoken to him.
Okay, so when you were saying, when I heard medication, because it was kind of a throwaway conversation, when I heard medication and the Belcher, uh-huh. It wasn't that you had hard information that the Belcher was actually medicated when
no.
he makes
yeah,
these
I don't
notes.
Know for sure.
Okay. And are you a fan of the Belcher?
Yes.
Very much so.
Are you an aficionado of the Belcher?
Sure, let's say that.
See, that's
that,
weird.
He's on his own. I don't understand that.
Do you get along with him or not?
I do.
You do?
We have our moments, but we had a little moment a couple of weeks ago, but we got it all figured out.
See?
What was that moment?
The last time you played those three calls there, you played the first Alan Combs call where he references the Elvis impersonators, and then he goes back. The two calls where he doesn't belch,
right.
Those things are like 25 years old, and he sent those as a follow-up to the one where he got him recently.
That's before he found his style,
before he found the
Oh, okay.
Oh, it might. Right. It would be helpful on this end if those were labeled a little bit.
Because
we just got like 18,000 discs that just have the date that they came in.
Right. How often, John, well, I don't want to, I don't want to really... pull back the curtain too far on this because the stuff is too good that he sends us. But he does this all the time, right?
Absolutely.
Didn't we talk about, does he have a job?
He was, the last time I talked to him, he had a job at a tuxedo place, but I'm not sure that worked out.
Tuxedo rental, I believe.
You've talked to you.
No, I just, I hear
about that because I'm
everybody hears this except me. What am I missing out on, Mike?
You're missing out on the fact that they have profiled this guy.
I've been fascinated with this guy from the beginning.
And
so
I've had very brief discussions with John. So far, he's, the main question I had, I thought somehow that there was medication involved with this guy. I guess I heard wrong.
I hear typing. Are you typing to him right now?
I think he was kidding.
John?
Yes.
Are you typing right now to him?
Yeah.
John? Answer me honestly here.
Okay.
Are you afraid of him a little bit?
Wouldn't you be?
Yes.
Well, then.
Very definitely.
I'm not. He sounds like a swell fellow. And you know what I wish?
See what you just did? You just did that.
And I only wish that the douchebags on this show would not embarrass the Belcher by simply putting on a disc, if it's a best of Belcher, that we've never heard before when he was honing and refining his craft.
And, you know, that is part of the problem that he and I had. We got it, and that's what we got figured out.
Did he get angry?
He was a little upset.
How upset?
Did he go Bateman on you?
No, not quite.
Feed me the kitty.
He was angry for a day. I sent him an email. We got.
Did he want you to make it spit for the captain?
Oh, I hope not.
would he be the kind of guy that would, under normal circumstances, call the show? Or would that be completely out of his style?
I don't think he would, unless he was going to try to slip in a belch.
Frankus.
So he wouldn't call like normally just to be.
I don't know. He
the Belcher.
Might. I've offered it.
I don't know if you're the best emissary between this guy and Mike and Mike and myself. I believe we want to extend the invitation for him to call us here in the open forum.
Well, really, seriously, he's hysterically funny.
He's
with
great.
What he does, and
him.
He's so consistent. I mean, it's an amazing track record. Mm-hmm.
Let's take the middleman out of this and speak right to the Belcher man himself.
Absolutely.
Belcherman.
Okay. The Belcherman.
John, are you emailing him right now?
I I've told him to call. He's listening online right now.
And he said he would?
He has not said yet that he would.
Chatting, oh. I am, I guess.
Maybe it's because he's got a problem with you.
That's entirely possible.
Why would he have a problem with you, Johnny?
Because I'm an ass.
You're an awesome ass.
I am an awesome ass.
Ask if he believes in God.
That's the new criteria.
Let's get inside his head.
I bet he does.
I bet he doesn't.
I bet he does.
I bet he is God.
So we have three scenarios.
Mm-hmm. He's a deity of some kind.
Has he answered? Or has all the blood rushed away from his head and he can't type right now?
I am God.
He's listening. 2 inches from the radio, from what I can tell.
From what you can tell. So what's he saying to you?
He just told me that the tuxedo rental job was a joke.
Oh, not real.
Oh, okay. Is he employed? Well, let me see. We need to talk to him.
Hold on. Yeah. Here's the question, because now we're like speaking in code. Belcher, please I am to John. Do you dislike John Norman? Mm-hmm. Over.
All right, that'll take about 4 minutes to run through the delay.
Okay, so we've got the message. And Belcher, can I do a follow-up, Don?
Well, why don't you just IM him that?
All right, give it to me again.
Belcher.
Do you hate me?
Do you dislike John Norman, and if so, why?
Right. And will you come on the show?
Your biggest supporter.
Uh-huh. Joe.
He's enjoying this. I just got a big long ha 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 about something.
Yeah. Well, sure. He likes being on the radio, even in his little way. Yeah. I'm sure.
And sign it yours in Christ, comma.
As always,
please join us. Join us at this early part of the program.
Okay. So the questions
are, and join us.
The questions are: why don't you? What is your problem with John? Do you believe in God? And did you have a question, Mike?
Yeah, my question is, how come the support staff here, when I bring something up like that, I have to be made to twist in the wind and seem like an idiot for about 2.5 minutes? That's not
that's
for the
Belcher.
That's for the Belcher.
Other than that, everything okay?
That's for the Belcher.
Oh, that's the question for the Belcher.
Yes. That's for the Belcher to answer.
So when Mike...
Not anybody here. Yeah, because really, it's the way it's always been, but it just sometimes gets a little frustrated. And that was when I said, you know, I could have told you everything that I'd heard, which was very minimal information, but it was just, you know, sitting there going...
I know. It's called cojones, Mike.
Yeah, it is indeed. It is indeed.
You either say something about him behind the microphone, say it on the microphone.
I was about 30 seconds from, you know, going on an elaborate, just completely made-up profile of the guy, you know, based on no information that I'd ever gotten.
Well, he just sent me an IM that he says that he is crazy.
All right. Well, I think you'd have to be a little crazy to do that.
We admire that, actually.
We like to speak to him without you involved. Okay. Without a translator. I know exactly what you're complaining about. Without even having heard, I've seen it happen enough where you get guys talking in the back room or in the hallway, and everybody's being a swinging dick,
right.
And you hear it enough that you bring it up on the air because you think,
just kind of a throwaway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the person, in this case, John, who you're calling out to say what he said, does a total 180 backtrack
on was, I like him.
And that's the sound of the pendulum going back and forth.
Yeah. The scaffolding. The gallows.
His ball.
Swinging in the wind.
It's like one of those things that executives had back in the 70s.
John, I now I'll ask you a direct question. Why do you fear the Belcher?
Because he's slightly crazy.
Okay.
Has he ever threatened you in any way?
Not physically, no.
In what way?
I can certainly, you know, listen, and this time I am going to help because I can paint a scenario where I could see why the Belcher would scare you, because if he can do this to radio shows, imagine what he could do to an individual.
Exactly.
You know, and it would make for a very difficult weekend.
That's why you don't diss him, John. That's why you love him. Just like that's why I don't ever send food back in a restaurant, because it's a guarantee they're going to spit in it.
Well, and I've learned
Hank's
my lesson.
Look around cafe.
We only did that 4 times.
But John, that's what you got to do. You got to make nice with him.
Uh-huh. Say you love him.
Say it, John.
Belcher, I love you.
There you go. And we say we love the Belcher every day with our laughter.
Uh-huh. Oh, we do. He's fantastic.
I don't think we have to say I love you because we say it every day.
Love,
each and every day.
By the way, love to speak to him. What, Buzz?
I have some breaking news about Pac-Man Jones, actually. He has now been officially charged with 2 felony counts in Las Vegas, Nevada for the raining money incident at the strip club. The 2 counts are coercion, stemming from allegations he threatened to kill club employees and bit a bouncer on the ankle.
What an idiot he is.
And this is the original charges that got him in trouble.
Vegas.
Not to be confused with, is it Atlanta?
Atlanta, yes.
Where he recently got into trouble.
This week,
he has 19 different run-ins with the cops. And here's the thing.
Claims he wasn't there when it all happened, though, right?
The Atlanta incident.
The Atlanta incident. Right.
Here's the thing that's the worst. He's got maybe the best sports nickname to come out in the last 15 years.
Truly, I mean, truly memorable.
Well, you just call him the Pac-Man.
Right.
He said, hey, Pac-Man's in trouble.
Yeah,
hey, Pac-Man. Look at Pac-Man.
But you know what? Even if he didn't do the thing in Atlanta, and we were talking about this yesterday, he was at another strip joint, and he was with a bunch of guys with guns.
Again.
You know, really, if you're going to get into trouble, you're going to get into trouble going to any kind of joint with a bunch of guys with guns.
I think we should make it official that everybody calls him by his name, Adam Jones.
Adam.
And then we let Pac-Man go to a more worthy player, someone like
Adam Jones.
Someone like Brett Favre.
Adam Jones.
AJ.
Pac-Man Favre.
That's a little late.
No, well, that's his favorite. That's what it is. Pac-Man Favre.
Pac-Man Favre.
I like that.
See if it catches.
You know,
it
would be great if he still played. I don't think he plays it. I'm sure he doesn't play in it. Pac-Man Sapp.
Oh, he does.
Is Warren Sapp still playing for the Raiders?
Warren Sapp showed up this year. 50 pounds lighter.
Wow. Really? All right, then it's Pac-Man Sapp. Pac-Man Sapp.
I don't know. Let me think about it. Because Pac-Man Jones does have a ring to it.
Well, Jones is a great name to throw any nickname on.
I'll tell you what Jones is a great name
Chipper
for.
Chipper, for the Braves.
Jones is a great name if you're going to a hotel and you don't want to write your real name.
Yeah, but you got Chipper Jones, you got Basketball Jones.
Basketball Jones. I got a Basketball Jones.
Ooh-wee-ooh. I said Humpty.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike is your friend, Big Travis, the blackest one of all.
Hi, Big Travis, the blackest one of all. How are you, friend?
Oh, I'm good, guys. I'm going to invite you guys to my party tonight. Why don't I come out?
You're having a party. You're having a party. Stop it, Rob.
I'm actually available.
Yes, you are both invited. Rob, you too, man. Bring. You can come out.
All right. Tell you what. What's the intersection you're going to be at?
No, we'll be at the Blue Iguana tonight. I'll be doing my internet radio show party there tonight. I want you guys to come on out.
I'll get out of here, Travis.
Thank you for the invite. Plug invite. Thank you for the plug bite.
That's what it is.
Jesus.
Thank you for the evite.
Pac-Man Travis.
A follow-up on Dan Snyder. We were talking about him on this time yesterday on the show.
Yeah. What a businessman.
Bravo!
The guy is all over the newspaper today, all over the news, all over the country, for having bought all the Dick Clark stuff. Here's something that was in the Washington Post today. Kind of goes to what we were talking about yesterday, the way that Snyder runs things.
Mm-hmm. Nice picture of him in there. The same picture they always use.
This is a quote from his man, Mark Shapiro, who is the
go ahead.
Chief executive at Six Flags.
Six Flags.
This move raises the consciousness of our brand and better positions us to speak directly to the American families. These are all shows, Dick Clark Productions, that the entire family watches together.
Yes.
There's the opportunity to do special events like clinics, tours, and auditions at our parks. I envision the 877-hour-long American Bandstand reruns being broadcast and on plasma screens at Six Flags. We can use award shows tickets, promotions, and backstage passes to drive season pass sales.
Oh boy.
Buy a Six Flags season pass and win a chance to go to the American Music Awards. We are putting plasma screens in every crowded ride line and every crowded food line.
Thank you.
And now people can watch our own content.
Yay.
Who's not going to watch the Rolling Stones on American Bandstand?
Who, I ask you?
There it is.
Okay.
There it is. Okay. This is complete vindication for yesterday.
Yes.
And not that we needed to be vindicated,
no.
But you're talking about what there was an entire, two or three paragraphs of doing absolutely nothing to make those parks more friendly.
Nope. Right.
It's putting their content on so you can watch their advertising.
Promotion.
Right.
Or promoting their Golden Globes or Dick Clark.
You buy Dick Clark Productions so that you have something to put on a screen while people are waiting to buy a three-day-old hot dog that came out of a diseased cow's butt.
And people can audition like Universal Studios, only smaller.
You know what? Say you're somebody who's creative or really wants to do something. How about Six Flags bringing back American Bandstand with Ryan Seacrest, and we will be taking it around the country and performing at each of the different theme parks. We will have American Bandstand.
No. That would require some startup costs.
You're right. You're fired.
I want the Stones on every single screen when people are waiting for their limp French fries.
We should have a contest, and you know, depending on how quickly they get this implemented with the flat screens, we should have a contest to guess what the size of the flat screens are going to be.
Smallest possible.
Smallest possible. I've been in theme parks where you see those plasmas that are just like, what?
They'll be the size of those ones that you get to put in your car. Right. Yeah. I got the back seat for your kids to watch movies.
There'll be nine inch diagonal screens that'll be located at the front of the line. Oh, my God.
And who the hell's going to go, hey, well, first off, who's going to say they're going to buy a season pass to Six Flags?
Okay, really?
He's mentally retarded.
But let's say you do. And let's say that your motivation, that is, you know what? If we buy this pass, we might get a free trip to the American Music. I deleted that out, Mike. Well,
then I just will have to thank you personally. I was standing at the end of the line.
Sorry.
It was 101 degrees, and the whole park smelled like ass. Doing? But you know what changed the whole? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? The whole park smelled like ass. It was 100 degrees. But you know what changed the experience for me?
What?
We were able to watch American Bandstand on a 9-inch diagonal plasma screen.
Black and white American Bandstand from back in the day.
With the Stones and Lulu.
Who wouldn't want to watch the Rolling Stones on American Bandstand? You know, the kids will really be turned on by that, too. It'll be like watching the Keystone Cops.
They love black and white.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
You won't pay attention to the impressive heat once you see Maureen McGovern lip syncing.
Hello, loser. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How you doing?
What are you doing?
What do you expect from Dan Snyder? This is a man that made all of his money interrupting your dinner every night with telemarketing calls.
Was he a telemarketer? I thought it was some other business.
Or something like that.
I thought it was actually cable or something like that.
I thought it was guns and coke.
See, that's the pyramid scheme. Gun running. Illegal gun running.
Wasn't it prostitution? Male prostitution?
Not sure.
Both, really.
Not sure.
You know, he started...
I thought it was exporting nasty diseases to other countries.
Oh, I know. I think you can buy a child. If you can't...
Well, slave trading.
Slavery.
Yeah, that's right. It.
Mm-hmm.
Slave trading.
Yes, white slaving.
White slave trading, right.
Correct.
And he's thinking about moving the Redskins to Sin City.
Mm-hmm. You mean Sun City?
Sun City, yeah.
Sin
City is where the Sacramento Kings are moving to.
Right. Las Vegas.
Sun City, that's right. That's where Dan Snyder's going to be.
Ain't going to play Sun City.
He'd go anywhere if the money's right. I swear to God he would.
Oh, sure.
Hey, Dan, we got a chance. Now, listen, it'd be very hard to build this stadium on the sun, but you'll be the only guy there. Beautiful.
Daddy, I don't want to stand in this line anymore. It's 105 degrees, and I'm crampy. What's going on? Stay in line. Look at those plasma screens. Bandstand. Bandstand. Oh, that makes it all better. Oh, man.
I want to go to the American Music Awards, Daddy. Shut up. I'm enjoying my 850 beer.
If you're one of all of the Six Flags customers that come through our gates this summer, two of you, out of all of you, will win a backstage pass to the Golden Globes.
Daddy, I got ringworm on my hiney.
Shut up and drink your $14.95 Slurpee.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Howdy, stranger.
It's Arnold.
Soundboard. Arnold Soundboard, an old one.
How are you?
Oh, sick of that.
Bye!
Bye-bye. See you later, alligator. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I was thinking if this Jones character does any prison time over this deal, that maybe Pac-Man would be the appropriate nickname for the guy.
P-A-C-K.
That's pretty good.
Fudge Pac-Man.
Yeah. Pac-Man.
Very, very fitting. Mm-hmm. No pun intended there. How you guys doing today?
We couldn't be better.
We're on top of the world. Are you kidding?
We just bought an interest in Dick Clark Productions.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he is, barely.
But as soon as he dies, we're going to have him mummified, and we're going to set him out in front of all the Six Flags on the hottest day of the year.
Yeah, it'll be the Dick Clark Rolling Thunder Tour.
You guys rock.
Come on by. Come on by and lick Dick Clark. Clark. A frozen. Lick a frozen Dick Clark. They're going to freeze him like...
What are you doing?
They're going to freeze him like Walt Disney. That's what they're going to do with
it. It'll be a terrific display, and they won't have to even go inside the gates. They can keep it right outside the gates of the park in a very specially designed air-conditioned RV.
That's what I'm saying. It'll be a full-size mm-hmm. Dick Clark,
right.
Kind of like Futurama, exactly.
Right.
They kept the heads,
right.
Except it would be Dick Clark under like one of those gigantic cake things you see in a bakery.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't have to buy a new RV. You can just buy converted bloodmobiles.
That's it.
And bring it in there.
And on the hottest of days... Only the most special of patrons
yes.
would be able to come over and actually lick mm-hmm. Dick Clark.
Absolutely. Right. And get a free plastic 2-inch golden globe. I'm just, we ought to send all our ideas, really, because we're saying this on the air, and somebody's going to write it down and make a fortune off of it.
Right. When's he just going to call us and say, Don, Mike, I want you to manage this property for me?
Any minute we could, now. Give us Wild World for a weekend. We could transform it. No, give us a budget. Give us a little budget.
Uh-huh. You know what we do? We put pornos on all the flat screens.
Shh. No, there's just people playing. No problem. Quiet.
Hey, look, Mommy and Daddy. It's people on TV who are wrestling like you do.
That's it. Yes, that's right, son. We're going to be on the roller coaster any minute now.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Daddy, I don't like the American Music Awards.
Shut up and get into the seat of the roller coaster. And that's really what do they have one or two out there now, the local one? I mean, it's been a long time since I've been there.
I believe it's a horse-drawn ride that they have.
That's how they, well, they
it's
use,
like an Amish roller coaster.
Yeah, they use horses or oxen to actually get the little ride cars up to the top of the roller coaster, and then an Amish man with one of those beards without the mustache just hits it with an axe, releases the rope, sending you on your merry way.
It's fun.
We can use award show tickets, promotions. And backstage passes to drive season pass sales.
That's right.
Sure you can, ass.
Even in their PR, uh-huh. they get a quote like that.
Yeah.
A guy that's speaking, he's being interviewed by the Washington Post, so he knows he's going to be speaking to
the public. Right.
But no, why spin it in a public-friendly way?
No.
It's like he's talking to a board of directors.
Buy a Six Flags season pass and win a chance to go to the American Music Awards. And now people can watch our own content on the crowded ride line and crowded food line. His words, not mine.
Yeah. He said, yeah, you're kidding me. He
says
crowded.
We are putting plasma screens in every crowded ride line and every crowded food line. And now people can watch our own content. Who's not going to watch the Rolling Stones on American Bandstand?
Well, everybody in that line. Unless you want to, back up and trample people to get out of there.
I got news for you, dickhead. You could have saved $175 million, just gone to Sam's Club or Costco and bought four or five videotapes.
Yes.
If you want to have something on a plasma screen to divert people's attention, you don't have to buy Dick Clark Productions.
Well, that's the patron family attitude that permeates all of their, endeavors, it seems to me. You know, that they're going to go out there. And plasma screens, I believe, at some of your finer theme parks have been around for a very long time.
Right.
I believe you can point to that place. We've gone a few times, Universal Studios, where they do a little thing about, what's coming up on the ride.
Right.
And actually produced
yes.
and paid for
original.
A feature film to run while you're waiting in line for the ride.
Right.
Okay, that's what was done.
You know right. what this is akin to?
What?
When you go to the Borgata in Atlantic City
yeah.
and you get in the hotel? And you get inside and you go to the elevator
mm-hmm.
and in the elevator there's a movie that's showing. They've got a screen and it's a great way to waste a minute while you're waiting for your floor, because you stand there and you go, hey, what movie is this? And you go,
it's and it's a real movie too.
Yeah, and you go like, oh, French Connection, cool. Mm-hmm. Then you get to your floor and you get off the elevator. Later in the day, you get back in the elevator and go, oh, Right, French Connection is still on.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it. That's what they do.
That's it.
And you know, even in theme park lines, when you see the produced stuff that's not, you know, that's a movie for the ride,
right?
It still sucks. Okay?
But this is
going to suck more.
But at least they put the effort.
Yes.
To put some guy like in a goofy costume to say, you're only 30 minutes away from the ride, kid.
Or like in the case of like an E.T. ride, you got Steven Spielberg coming on and talking about, you know, the movie and everything that you're going to. You know what? If I remember correctly, he's talking about the ride.
And Mike, it's on the Back to the Future ride where Doc is saying, come on, it's going to be a couple minutes to here in my laboratory.
What
now.
Are you doing here? The time-space continuum is getting ready. You're going to be on the ride. And it's all designed for the ride.
Yeah.
But, no, it's better to put clips of American Bandstand on.
And, this is why he should hire us. I bet they haven't thought of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you could put in between the clips?
Fine.
Commercials. Yeah. I bet they didn't think of that, Mike.
I bet they did.
They already
They've
have.
They've not thought of that.
They will. Not a chance.
I have not thought of that.
Not a chance. My God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll see what happens. It'll be an interesting summer at the amusement park.
It's going to sell some season passes.
Oh, sure, Buzz.
Hey, can I tell you one thing about my friends at Disney? You know, I'm taking the kids to Disney because I am a Disney dad.
Yes.
It's been divorced father described as a Disney dad.
Right.
Well, this time I actually fit into that category. Disney sends me a little email. That says planning on something. It says photos on the heading of it, you know, and it's like photos for your upcoming trip.
Ah.
Like, I'll see what happens. They say capture the fabulous memories of your upcoming trip to Disney by purchasing the prepaid Disney photo pack. And you know, one of those deals where you go to the amusement park and they take your picture,
right?
Well, this apparently is in anticipation of it. You get the pictures in advance. You pay for the pictures in advance, and if you want a few snapshots to take back for the very reasonable for the discounted price,
how much?
$99.
Wow!
So that you can stand there and have some guy take your picture next to Jiminy Cricket.
Exactly,
for the whole time.
And I'm sure it's limited. I'm sure it's, but it was just one of those deals where I all of a sudden felt very, very excited about the experience.
Well, you know,
the welcoming experience.
Yeah. You know what they said at Disney when they were thinking that up?
I like rape.
That's also the motto at Snyder Enterprises.
I like rape.
Not literally, of course.
Of course.
Not the bad kind.
Yeah.
You know, financial kind.
Yeah, but, you know, nothing
gets
you.
I like rape.
Nothing gets you in that theme park mood than having them, gently slip their hand in your pocket before you even get there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going today?
Okay.
Is this Michael Chiklis?
What's up, Thing? What's up, Thing? It's clobbering time.
How's it going?
What's happening? yeah.
Very good.
I love talking to you. Thanks for calling.
Hey, this whole Dick Clark thing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Is he going to be standing erect and stiff or what?
Right. Like I said, great talking to you.
Yeah, good call.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
A lot of fun.
See you later.
What are you doing?
You are going to have plenty of chances to say that when we come back and we start diving into our DVD of racist cartoons.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'll tell you that these are from the 1930s, 1940s. Mm. My son picked it up at a comic book convention along with Ringworm.
Mm-hmm.
And
was walking around the convention center barefoot.
Yeah. While it is described on the box as racist cartoons, they are mainly anti-Axis of Evil cartoons.
So these are against the primarily when we were at war with Japan?
There's a lot of anti-German stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of anti-Japanese stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that seems to be, it's pretty much
it.
All Nazis and Japanese.
Little perspective on the past when we were at war.
Piece of history.
Wartime propaganda.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Wartime propaganda.
It's got a lot of stuff like Daffy Duck hitting Hitler with a hammer.
Okay.
More of the Bugs Bunny nips the nips.
Mm-hmm.
There's one with Daffy Duck called the Ducktator. Porky Pig battles the Nazi spies. And this one, all I heard was the beginning.
Huh?
This is from, speaking of the devil, from Walt Disney Productions.
Mm-hmm.
This is circa. I got it. Well, what's the year?
That is probably 1942 or so.
42.
From Disney Productions.
It's middle of WW2.
A cartoon that Disney made called What Makes a Nazi?
Okay.
And I can imagine whenever we mention Rob's name, you're going to hear this.
Oops.
Sorry. You'll hear this. Number 11. You'll hear.
You'll hear the following.
This.
What makes a Nazi?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
There he is.
The thing that's striking and really makes me wish this was television mm-hmm. is the animation on this Disney cartoon is gorgeous. It's like Snow White.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes a Nazi?
And it's
this is serious stuff, right?
There's some comedy sprinkled
like,
in.
I mean, this is not a cartoon. The one you just played is really...
There are some, Mike, that are cartoons, like, okay. like this one.
How does he get that way?
Oh, hold on a second.
But this is, you know, that's back in WW2 when we were making our own.
Ah, now puppy. Try and duck this one, you duck. Hey, Hitler!
A lot of that sound.
Daffy is flying into a Hitler rally right now.
Now, is he being Hitler?
No, that is actually Hitler talking, and you see Daffy Duck sneaking up behind him.
So it's a it's a cartoon Hitler?
Yeah.
Okay, and Daffy Duck's coming up behind him.
All right, so they're at the rally.
Right.
Hit him?
No. Hammer.
That's the end.
The closing gag.
We all know that. Okay.
God.
A happy ending.
I like Daffy Duck sneaking up behind Hitler.
We'll get into this in just a moment. Hey, Rob.
What surprised me the most, I think, was there's a whole cartoon of Bugs Bunny fighting Hermann Göring. I had never seen it.
And is the animated Hermann Göring all fat and stuff?
Oh, it's funny.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Okay. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
What makes a Nazi?
You got a minute?
And there's the same voice. The same
How
voice.
How did he get that way?
Oh, dear.
When I heard his voice, weren't you thinking nature film?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or that 50s stuff.
The Young Leopard.
The VD film.
Yeah,
right?
The VD. Uh-huh. Yes, you're filthy and diseased.
Well, let's look into the process. To begin with, Nazi control over a German child starts as soon as it's born.
Wow. And this is with cartoons, right?
Yeah.
I don't need a pack. I'll take the whole carton. Give me a carton of smokes.
What's the one that says Tokyo Jokyo?
Oh, let's
that's
hear
like
that.
A documentary of Japan.
Oh,
so,
really?
So to speak.
Tokyo Jokyo?
We are now privileged to witness in demonstration of Japan's finest air raid siren.
Hey, we got some good listening ahead of us.
Tokyo Jokyo.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.